Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo, longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of the great Wall Street analysts of our time. He was he worked for a number of the big houses, and now he's recovered from that. He's the author of Words on the Street and a very prolific writer of all things financial and economic. And he's our good friend, Leo Haviland. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your show.
It's good to have you back. Leo, you've been around almost as long as I have. I was around in this in the collapse of the crash of 87. I saw the 2000 crash, you know, crash again. We had 9/11. We had Y2K. We had two wars and the financial crisis. In your career, have you ever seen anything like what we're going through right now? Can you imagine anything that's comparable?
Nothing quite. The sustained shutdown of large aspects of the economy, of course, stands out. The market disorder is rather remarkable. It's not unprecedented, but it's pretty striking. And third, the massive amount of government intervention, whether you call it the deficit spending or the Federal Reserve, makes this a once-in-a-lifetime, maybe a couple-of-lifetimes event.
Yeah, no question about it. What I'm hoping, Leo, is that we learn enough from this, because it is coming at a cost. We're going to lose millions of small businesses, that many of which will never reopen. They're closing every day, that many will never reopen. We're going to lose some big companies from all this. It's coming at a pretty expensive cost. I hope we learn from this so that when we have COVID-21, we'll be able to deal with it differently and less severely than we did this time. What do you think?
There's going to be a tension between health concerns, and not everybody gets, of course, severely ill, and being able to run an economy. And although you don't want to have a high mortality rate and you don't want those for whom you care to be ill, at the same time, you can't run the world economy just on hospitals and grocery stores and pharmacies.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And that's well said. And the thing is small. The thing that I keep trying to point out, and I'm making that point this week in my column, is small business owners manage risk all the time. We manage risk for breakfast. And it's not like Exxon and IBM risk. This is granular risk we can feel and smell. We smell it. We're that close to it. We're down in the, you know, on the pavement where it is. And we manage these kinds of things all the time. I heard someone say something about we need to make sure that we are 100% over this. Well, guess what? There are no 100% guarantees in life. It's a dangerous world. We have to get over this 100% thing, don't we?
Yes, because the alternatives are there's going to be all not just economic cost, but social cost.
Yeah.
And one goes down through your list of small businesses, you know, retail and restaurant and entertainment, and travel and hotel.
Independent contractors.
Independent contractors.
Yeah.
So what do you do with something which, as you so astutely underlined for years, Jim, a backbone of the United States and global economy?
Yeah, and that's right. And this is hurting small businesses all over the world. So we have to. I'm hoping. One of the things I'm trying to assemble right now are what I'm calling the silver linings in all this. The book, there's a book called In the Wake of the Plague by Norman Cantor, and he talks about how without the plague of the 14th and 15th centuries killing 20, 30 million Europeans, we wouldn't have had the Reformation, the Enlightenment, or the Renaissance. He makes that point. And in that book. And so I'm not advocating we lose a bunch of people, but and I don't think that's what's going to do it. But I do think that there are some silver linings that are going to come from this. We need to be focusing on that. Focus. It's time to focus forward, not backwards, I think. Hold on to that thought, Leo. Thank you for that. Those comments. We're going to get Leo to talk to us about the economy and the stock market. What are things looking like? We're focusing forward now. I'm taking, as far as I'm concerned, we're over the hump. It's time to focus on the future, not wallow in where we are right now. 20 till, right back after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.